This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Learning a new language can be tricky. There's a memorization thing, sometimes a grammar thing. It can be a grind thing a lot. But now there's an app for that. Duolingo is the invention of a guy by the name of Louis von Ahn. Also, as it happens, the guy behind those CAPTCHA things where you have to prove you're not a robot. Duolingo is a free language learning app, the trick to which is that it makes learning those languages feel like playing a game. Duolingo as a business, though, is very much not a game. It's got 300 million users worldwide. It's a $700 million company. And Louis von Ahn, not only the co-founder, he's also the CEO. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
When you were trying to raise money for this thing, what was the elevator pitch? What did you go out to your funders, your venture capitalists, and say?
Well, it depends on which round of funding, but I mean, in the earlier rounds.
Let's start the first round, you know, the early rounds when you were still trying to figure out what it was.
Yeah, in the earlier rounds, you know, we hadn't even really launched an app or anything. We basically just said, look, Duolingo is going to be a free way to learn languages. At the time, most of the ways there were to learn a language like Rosetta Stone were extremely expensive. And there's this weirdness where most of the people trying to learn a language in the world are actually trying to do so in order to get out of poverty. So it was basically the idea was to try to come up with a free way to teach languages that was also effective.
And what's the gimmick is not the right word, but what's the pivot point? What's the thing you found that makes it work in an app and in this company?
I think a number of things. I think probably the first thing was early on we realized that the hardest thing about learning a language by yourself is, or learning anything by yourself, is keeping yourself motivated. Mm. It's very easy to start, just like going to the gym, but it's very hard to stick with it. So quickly we started making Duolingo feel as much like a game as possible. So we've spent, in fact, years now perfecting this. So when you start using Duolingo, we use a lot of different game mechanics that keep you motivated. I think that has been a big thing. The fact that it's been free also has been a big thing and has allowed us to grow a lot. And because of that, by now, you know, Duolingo is the most popular way to learn languages across the world. We have more people actively learning languages on Duolingo in the United States than there are people learning languages in the whole U.S. public school system, for example. Huh.
One of the things that interested me, actually, as I was reading up on Duolingo, is that some of the lessons, some portion, not small, of the lessons are drawn up by volunteers and people who are or were users and now contribute to it. And it's Wikipedia-ish, in a sense.
It's true. What we've done is particularly for the smaller languages. I mean, we teach a ton of languages in Duolingo. Some of them are very large, like Spanish, and a lot of people want to learn them. There are some that are smaller in audience. You know, you can think of Navajo or Hawaiian or Swedish or even Klingon. For some of these smaller ones, it just made a lot more sense for us as a business to ask for volunteer contributors. You know, we say, hey, you know, we don't have the resources really to build a, you know, a Hawaiian course. But if anybody from, you know, our audience would like to add a Hawaiian course, here are tools that we use to add courses to Duolingo. We've opened them up. So if you want to help us, go ahead. And that's what has allowed us to really increase the number of languages that we teach from, you know, three or four very large ones to, you know, 30 plus.
If you're a free service, right, I can download the app and get going right away. How are you making money?
You know, one of the things about Duolingo, so we do make money, but we really wanted to make it be the case that it is always possible to learn the entirety of our content, even if you don't have, you know, a credit card. So that's a basic mission for the company. But there are other ways to make money. So, for example, we have so many users that we can make, you know, tens of millions of dollars by just putting an ad at the end of every lesson. So that's one way. We also now have a subscription service that you can pay. And it does a few things. We don't charge you for the content, but it does a few things. First of all, it turns off the ads. But it also gives you access to a few kind of extra features. And that's Duolingo Plus, and that makes even more money than the ads.
Hmm. Are you a user? What language are you studying?
I am a user. I'm studying two. I've gotten pretty good at Portuguese.
That's not fair, right? Because it's kind of close to Spanish. So
you know, people say that, but this is one
yes,
of the
we
weirdest
do.
Things about Portuguese. Portuguese and Spanish is one of the weirdest relationships. Every Portuguese speaker, for some reason, already know Spanish. Like, for them, learning Spanish is very easy. The other way around is actually much harder.
Huh.
So Spanish speakers to Portuguese. It's actually much harder because the pronunciation is just a lot harder.
That. Yeah.
So that one is one. Yeah. And then French. I'm an intermediate French speaker, although my accent is and pronunciation is just absolutely terrible.
Luis Van Aan, he's the CEO and one of the co-founders of Duolingo. Thanks a lot for your time, Luis. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.